thanks to Alan Taylor for his help with this program. Find out more about Oregonians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty at oadp.org. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. The time is 9:59. Stay right here at Community Radio for Flashpoints at 10:15. And at 11 on the Recovery Zone, host Stephanie Potter interviews Perry Gruber, founder of the group Copiosis. It's a resource-based economic system about retiring capitalism and repairing our world. In just a moment, it's Air Cascadia, headlines and commentary with your host, Chris Andre. Why everything's the same as it
was. 2 or 3 hours after I left church, I heard this noise, and they were saying the dike has broken.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 27th through May 30th, celebrating the preservation of the history of Vanport and its residents. The Vanport Mosaic Festival is 4 days of art, culture, historical exhibits, lectures, and tours that will engage audiences in a deeper understanding of this chapter in Portland's history. This includes screenings of short documentary films, performances of Cottonwood in the Flood, and much, much more. Again, the Vanport Mosaic Festival is May 27th through May 30th, celebrating the preservation of the history of Vanport and its residents, taking place all over the Portland metro area. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, May 25th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real radio for real people at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. First, a little weather for you all around out there, and in fact, even in here, because we carry the weather with us wherever we go as a second skin. Today, slight chance of rain or drizzle this morning. Afterwards, we could be looking up at those beautiful, great, ever-changing skies and feeling cool drops of rain on our face. Highs near 63 today and light northwest, 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. And tomorrow, again, that same persistent chance of drizzle and then showers coming along after that. Light variable wind, 5 to 8 miles per hour for tomorrow night. Showers and rain mixed, 50-50. West, northwest wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And that is it. For your weather for today. Steve Horn will be joining us as part of the Smog Blog, frequent reference for us here at Air Cascadia, and a credible and reliable source for many of the egregious malfeasance of our elected officials, and of course, topping even elected officials, our unelected private sector, which one could well make the argument that the private sector is just as much elected by us by default, by our refusal to recognize it for what it is and them for what they are. The Koch brothers are barely the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more out there. If we make the mistake of ignoring what the right-wing media has to say, and it is the dominant media right now, it is definitely driving national discourse whatever the other so-called media outlets who like to think of themselves as alternative or absolutely even-handed and objective about all of this, these issues, even they simply by virtue of the fact that they refuse to admit their own bias, they are biased. No matter how pristine a track record any of these outlets might claim to have, there's always bias unless they tell you so. That said, we do have a few headlines, we're hoping to get Steve on the line momentarily. A bit about our guest today. Horn just co-wrote this piece, Hillary Clinton's Energy Initiative Pressed Countries to Embrace Fracking. It's the Dismog blog of Steve, and his compatriots have been pouring through new emails. The Intercept has put this piece out. Steve is an independent investigative journalist and a research fellow at the Smart Blog. The piece states that back in April, just before the New York primary, Hillary Clinton's campaign aired a commercial on upstate television stations touting her work as Secretary of State, forcing China, India, and some of the world's worst polluters to make real change. She promised to, quote, stand firm with New York Yorkers opposing fracking, giving communities the right to say no. Well, a little bit more is actually revealed in some of these emails that Steve Horn went through. Just before we speak with Steve, we got a few headlines that we really should touch on. Again, as we know now, the vote, the ballot measure on Nestle taking water out of the besieged Oxbow Springs at Cascade Locks is not over. It never really is it? So Hood River, of course, the majority of the votes were in favor of barring Nestle from the gorge, but not so at Cascade Locks. I believe it was 53% that decided that they would like to embrace the evil and bring Nestle in because of what? Wait for it. Of course, as always, it's jobs, isn't it? It always comes down to jobs. If you want something, yell jobs, and they will hand it to you in any impoverished and even not so impoverished communities. I would rather argue that they're not so much impoverished or disenfranchised. They lack the imagination and the energy and enthusiasm to come up with new ideas and actually put those new ideas into action on behalf of their own people. It doesn't seem like we would be asking too much. And in fact, the old cliche, the old chestnut, is that is exactly, precisely what the country was built on. That and slavery, of course. creativity, initiative, and imagination plus slavery got America to where it is today. And that said, of course, returning to Cascade Locks, Nestle, and Hood River. Now, of course, the people in Cascade Locks are stamping their hobnailed boots in frustration and demanding that they get some of that delicious job soup. Well, not realizing, of course, that they won't be getting that. What they will be doing, in fact, is increasing in Oregon's problems with drought in this coming season and seasons to come. Long after that, and they of course will have no idea what Nestle has been up to with Arrowhead Springs out of San Bernardino, where they've been in there for over 25 years. They are impossible to uproot once they have established a foothold in any given community, and that community begins to realize how badly they have been in filched on the whole deal. It's impossible to get Nestle out, and we're teetering on the brink of exactly that situation right now. Yesterday afternoon, from 1 until 9 p.m., there was a great deal of testimony offered up in Longview, Washington, the majority of which came down soundly against Millennium Bulk Terminals establishing the biggest export terminal in the United States, right bang in Longview, at the mouth of the Columbia River, which is known, the Columbia River bar is known anywhere in the world, anywhere people have whatever to do with maritime occupations. Everyone knows the Columbia Bar, most dangerous piece of water anywhere. And arguments have been made. They're the Roaring Forties, of course. There are different places in the world, but certainly at the mouth of any river, major river in the country, the Columbia Bar is the most dangerous piece of water. And that is exactly the piece of water that they want to bring, these huge Q-Max, massive container ships back and forth over the Columbia River Bar. Not possible. It is not. It is an accident that will absolutely happen. Not to mention the disruption and perhaps annihilation of fishing, and the absolute certain end of tourism in this part of the world. Great. So Millennium still insists that they're going to do it differently. There's doesn't matter. Even if it were safe, let's say Millennium Bulk Terminals was 100% safe. They had 100% safety record, which they don't, and that this could be 100% guaranteed that it was safe. It's still a terrible idea. It's still a non-starter. That's something that people oftentimes, I think, forget to point out. We're still waiting for Steve to come on the line, and we haven't been able to get him yet. Want to keep trying on that one, because don't forget we have Mark Hertzgard coming on tomorrow, something you do not want to miss. Clatsop County DA, the district attorney, is appealing now after the state bar dismissed an ethics complaint filed against the Eugene lawyers representing Eamon Bundy. This gets complicated, so stay with me. Oregon state bar officials dismissed this ethics complaint. Clatsop County's longtime district attorney filed this against a couple of Eugene lawyers who represent Bundy. A pair of Eugene lawyers representing Bundy. The complaint was filed back in February and accuses Bundy's defense lawyers, Mike Arnold and Lisa Casey, of breaking ethics rules by saying far too much about their client's high-profile case in a number of public statements. The bar attorney, Troy Wood, notified Marquis on Tuesday that the bar's... This is Josh Marquis. Is the one filing the complaint, that the bar's client assistance office investigated his allegation and concluded that the comments made by Bundy's attorneys, Arnold and Casey, don't violate trial publicity rules because they were not made amidst any imminent fact-finding proceeding in the court. That's simply not true, for starters. So the basic fundamental reason why Josh Marquis' complaint against Bundy's attorneys, it is simply not true. Of course there was imminent fact-finding proceeding happening at the time. Of course it was. And of course Bundy's attorneys went and mouthed off too much. They have done this consistently at every possible public venue, and not even not so public venues, ever since the very beginning of this. So to dismiss this ethics complaint is absurd. Who's corrupted now? Bundy's trial scheduled later this year, and that the sole basis for his complaint is the issue of influencing potential jurors will be, this is of course what troubles Josh Marquis, is that the sole basis of his complaint is the issue of influencing potential jurors. So, and indeed it will. And indeed, where are they going to find jurors anyway? The track record of deception in this case on the part of Bundy and the Patriot constitutionalist supporters, this is absolutely clear. They will say virtually anything to advance their game down the field. And once they have been able to move forward, then they backtrack on it again and return to pleasing their followers. This is so obvious. It's right in everyone's face. He does point out he's not talking about a case that is on appeal or someone out of custody facing trial in a couple of years. As Markey wrote in his appeal notice, Arnold, meanwhile, issued a statement, and Arnold's, of course, one of Bundy's attorneys, issued a statement in which he expressed appreciation for the bar's ruling. I'll bet he did. Yes, indeed. We have... literally seconds left in the program today. Yeah, and I apologize. We are not able to get Steve Horn on the line today, but we will continue to pursue the Hillary Clinton's fracking position as skitters across the surface of the story. And keeping up with her position on some of these issues is a full-time job. This has been Air Cascadia, also a full-time job for Wednesday, May 25th, 2016. Tammy Dean engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Peacemaking and Connection, an experiential weekend workshop with 8 Shields PDX and John Young, taking place June 10th through 12th at the Cedar Ridge Retreat and Conference Center in Veronia, Oregon. The 8 Shields model provides a map to the principles and practices of peacemaking. Many conflicts can be avoided.